One of the things since we started, I may be seated, one of the things that we started since we started the Holy Spirit School is I don't have an Old Testament reading in your bulletin anymore, but one of the things that I think is important, one of the books in the Old Testament, if you don't read any other book, read the book of Proverbs. We started a study on the book of Proverbs right before COVID. I think we got all the way up to chapter 17. But the world says an apple a day will keep the doctor away. God's word says a proverb a day will keep the devil away. And last week while I was down in Shands and I was walking in through the lobby where the coffee shop is, and they had a big sign over there, a cup of coffee keeps the doctor away. And I thought, wow, that's pretty good. That's a good thing to keep the doctor away. So every week I'm going to do a proverb, just one of those little scriptures. Most of the proverbs are just pithy little sayings that you can kind of relate to. Some of them are like a little paragraph or different thing. But I'm going to share a proverb with you once a week before we bring the message. And this week I selected chapter 6, verses 12 through 23. Here's a description of worthless and wicked people. They are constant liars, signaling that their true intentions to their friends by making signs with their eyes and their feet and their fingers. You ever have one of those guys give you a bird? Their perverted hearts plot evil. They stir up terrible things constantly. But they will be destroyed and suddenly broken beyond all hope of healing. There are six things the Lord hates. People used to tell me, I don't want to serve a God that hates. Well, I like to serve a God that hates certain things. There are six things the Lord hates. No, seven. Haughty eyes, lying tongue, hands that kill the innocent, a heart that plots evil, feet that race to do wrong, false witnesses who pour out lies, a person who sows discord among your brothers. My son and daughter, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's teaching. Keep their words always in your heart. Tie them around your neck. Whenever you walk, their counsel can lead you. When you sleep, they will protect you. When you wake up in the morning, they will advise you. For these commands and this teaching are a lamp to the light, the way ahead of you. The correction and discipline is the way to life. Talking about God, talking about the Holy Spirit, parents, it's really interesting. But the whole thing about that is to warn us about flattery. In our day and time, it's just that's how people get things from other people, with flattery and deception and all that kind of stuff. So